line. The whole ordeal was recorded by the GPS system and radio that was attached to her equipment. Luckily for Ms. Wisniewska, she was only unconscious for about half an hour. When she came to, she had descended to around 4 miles and she was covered in ice. She managed to take control of her paraglider and succeeded in descending by herself. She told reporters later that she felt like an astronaut as she was returning to the ground. "I could see the Earth coming like Apollo 13. She eventually landed about 200 feet from the site where she had taken off. She had ice in her flying suit and frostbite on her face from the extremely low temperatures she had experienced. As soon as she reached the ground, she was taken to the hospital for observation, but she was released an hour later. The competition organizers stressed how lucky Ms. Wisniewska had been to regain consciousness while she was up in the air. The body of another Chinese paraglider was found later in the day, about 260 feet from where he had taken off. 42-year-old He Zongpin from China had been caught up in the same storm as the German woman, but he had not survived the ordeal. Apparently, he had died from extreme cold and a lack of oxygen.
File 4A, Listening.
And our next story takes us to Australia, where an extreme sports enthusiast had a lucky escape today. 35-year-old Eva Wisniewska from Germany was preparing for the World Paragliding Championships when she saw a massive thunderstorm coming toward her. The storm appeared out of nowhere while she was paragliding over Manila and New South Wales, Australia. She tried to avoid it, but because paragliders have no engine, she could not go fast enough to get away from it. When the storm caught up with her, it lifted her up into the air. She told an Australian radio station that the strong winds blew her up in the air like a leaf from a tree. The storm took just under 15 minutes to carry the paraglider from a height of 2,460 feet to an estimated height of 6 miles. During the ascent, the temperature dropped to around minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit, and Ms. Wisniewska witnessed hailstones the size of oranges. Here's how Eva describes her experience. "I was shaking all the time. The last thing I remember, it was dark. I could hear lightning all around me." She was sucked up so high that eventually she lost consciousness, but her paraglider continued flying.